Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm out in operations looking at the Hurricane Center clock. We've got a 12 o'clock Eastern update on Hurricane Florence. Look on the radar here. We do see the eye of the hurricane showing up on the radar. But the other part that we have to look at, those rain bands and those tropical storm force winds already on shore. You can see some of these rain bands with the higher winds and also the rain making their way on the land. In fact, just before going on the air, I was handed this update. Cape Lookout already seeing 55 miles an hour, and that is sustained with higher gusts, actually already 70 miles an hour. So we're looking at the impacts already. We are 130 miles east-southeast of Wilmington is the latest location. So you can see, here we go, we have impacts. Let's see what's going to happen in the future. Look, this is a big storm, so it's not about concentrating just on the center. You have to think of the size here. So you look at the hurricane force winds 70 miles from the center. Look at the tropical storm force winds 170 miles away from the center, so already making their way on land. And that's going to slowly progress further into North Carolina and South Carolina, because look at this. We're still predicting that slowdown. This right here is 8 o'clock on Friday. This is 8 o'clock on Saturday, and most of that still remaining a hurricane. That's not a lot of real estate to cover, and that means prolonged issues with the onshore flow and the storm surge, the rain, and that wind as well. So that's going to continue. With time, we're going to slowly progress, not really much to steer the hurricane, but with time, we finally have a system coming down from the Midwest and sweep out the system with time. The problem is, back behind, you're going to leave a lot of water, so we're going to have continual river flooding with time. So let's look at some of those impacts that we've been talking about. One of them is the heavy rain. When you have a slowdown of a tropical system like this, this becomes a problem. And I urge everybody not to really concentrate not only on that center that I've already covered, but also don't concentrate necessarily on the wind speed, because independent of the category that just covers the wind, we haven't changed the message on the impacts, and we're still going to see heavy rain, 20 to 30 inches of rain. Some spots doing this for many years. You see these locations that get higher. We could see somebody with 40 inches of rain by the time it's all done. And even inland, 10 to 15, 15 to 20. Look further inland, Charlotte, Raleigh, 6 to 10 inches of rain, 4 to 6 for Asheville and Roanoke. That's an incredible amount of rain in these places as these rain bands continually flow. So that's dangerous flash flooding as we have that rainfall over some terrain, mountains and hills. That could be especially dangerous. So the rainfall we have to keep an eye on. The other part of this is the storm surge, very deadly storm surge, the number one killer in these tropical systems. And if you notice, even with the system down here, the storm surge is larger with this onshore flow into North Carolina, 9 to 13 feet in some areas, 4 to 9 feet in portions of North Carolina, and even into portions of South Carolina, 4 to 9 feet. So very dangerous storm surge. And by the way, the longer we keep the system here with the onshore flow, the further we can push that storm surge. In some areas around the Neuse River, you look at portions of the Pamlico Sound, look, these areas could see storm surge several miles inland. And the final threat here, we do have a tornado watch. Often these hurricanes produce tornadoes, and we do see a tornado watch for portions of North Carolina. So this has been Ken Graham here at the Hurricane Center reminding you, don't necessarily concentrate on the category or the wind speed. It's all about those impacts, and it's going to be a serious situation, and it looks like we're already on shore, and we'll continue the coverage here at the Hurricane Center.